Chapter 5. It was 7 o'clock in the morning, and the sun was rising over the sea. It was a beautiful sight, but Martin was not in a good mood. He needed more rest at his age. He had explained this to Ian, but his friend didn't listen. Ian was too keen to explore the shipwreck. They found HMS Courage without any difficulty, because it was a fairly well-known wreck. The map was clear and accurate. Both men were worried that other divers had been there first. They didn't want another experience like the White Star. They didn't want to return with nothing. Ian threw the anchor over the side, and then the two men dropped into the water. This wreck lay deeper than the shipwrecks they had been to recently. That was okay, because they were both very experienced divers. It did mean that they had less time to work. Divers needed more air on deeper dives. The two men were excited and very happy when they arrived at the wreck. As they swam over the top of the ship, it didn't look like other divers had taken anything. Usually, the two men separated. Ian searched outside the ships, and Martin searched inside them. Their meeting place was the bottom of the anchor rope. They met there when they had 10 minutes of air left in their tanks. This gave them enough time to get to the surface. However, there was a change of plan today. As they swam down to the wreck, Ian pointed to a large machine gun on the deck. The two men stayed together while Ian cut through the rusty metal at the bottom of the gun. Then they brought it up to the surface. It was difficult, as the gun was large and heavy. On their second dive of the day, they worked together again. Ian cut through another large gun, and the friends worked together to carry it up. When they got back on their boat, they lay on the deck because they were exhausted. Ian pulled off his mask. He was very excited and had a huge smile on his face. "These two guns are worth thousands of pounds," he shouted. "This wreck is amazing. There's more down there that we can get tomorrow. Once we sell it all, we can come back again and again. This ship will make us both a huge amount of money. We just need to keep diving." "Yes," said Martin. "There are so many people who collect Second World War antiques. These will be easy to sell. We just have to be careful that we don't get caught when we sell them." "They're very rusty," said Ian, as he looked at the two large guns that were lying on the deck. "We will have to spend a lot of time cleaning them up. It will be worth it." "Yes," replied Martin. "I wish I could keep one of them for myself, though. They're wonderful objects." When the two friends arrived back at the small port, they hid the two large guns under a sheet and left them on the boat. They were both excited by all the money they were going to get. Instead of staying at the cheap little hotel near their boat, they went to the best hotel in town. That evening, they ate at an expensive restaurant to celebrate. It was late when they finally went to bed. They were both very tired and very happy. That night, Martin dreamt about a machine gun that fired gold coins.